Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth item of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simin Tof Nun Hei, which deals with the halachos of Mayim Shalanu, and we're in the very top line in the Ramah. And we were talking yesterday about various conditions that make Mayim Shalanu not acceptable. And here he tells us further that Ein Lishpoch Mayim Shalanu Mikoach Meis Otkufa Hanofelis. He brings on the name of the Mordechai and the Agos Maimonios, that on their other situations where we wouldn't use certain types of water because of certain potential concerns about them, we don't have that concern when we're dealing with making matzos. And in this situation, we apply the rule, as we'll see, of Shomer Pesarim Hashem, Hashem protects us, and Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovor Ra. A person doing a mitzvah, nothing bad will happen to them. So what are we talking about over here? There was a custom that when a person, Nebuch, passed away in a small town, so then all the uncovered water in that town wasn't used. There was a chashash, a concern that there was potentially danger in drinking that water. Likewise, at the four times in the year that the seasons change, according to the solar calendar, by the winter and summer solstice and the fall and the spring equinox, at those points they're called tekufos. At that very moment when they change from one tekufa to another tekufa, again, there is a danger in water that's been drawn and is no longer attached to the ground unless something is done to it. So under normal circumstances, the custom was not to drink that water. So can you use such water to bake matzos if that's the mayim shalanu that you have? So the Ramah is telling us there is no such concern when you're dealing with Mayim Shalanu. And the Mishbur explains in Sivkot Yudches, the Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovar Ra. As I mentioned, the person performing a mitzvah, nothing bad will happen to him. Furthermore, the Lav Davka B'Matzah Mitzvah, this isn't only for the mitzvah matzah that you're going to eat on the night of the Seder. Do the Mishar Matzah should serve to Pesach. This is applicable for any matzahs that you're going to eat on Pesach. Mikomako, the Mishneh Berurah says, Im Evshalo Bekala Hasik Mayim Acherim Shalanu, it's very easy for you to get other waters that fulfill the Mayim Shalanu requirement, then it would be preferable. Nochol Lasus came Bishar Matzos. For the other matzos that you eat on Pesach that aren't the mitzvah matzah that you're eating on the night of the Seder, so then it would be preferable not to use such waters for them because they're not such a equal mitzvah of eating them, albeit the Vilna Gaon says that there is a mitzvah throughout Pesach, Lekiyam, every time you eat Shmur Matzah, but in general, the simple opinion is that that's not a mitzvah to eat those matzahs, and therefore, it will be easy, then you should go and get different mayim shalanu. Nachon lasses came. Furthermore, mayim shehechen lematzahs mitzvah, ein nachon l'shofchon. He says, but the water, the mayim shalanu that you prepared for the matzah that you were going to use for the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night, don't throw that water out, even if it was in a shchuna where a person passed away or it was the time of year that the season changed. Tkufas Nisan, for example. Even if you could easily go and get other water that would fulfill the Mayim Shalanu requirement. That's the opinion over here of the Mishneh Berurah. However, in Os Yotes in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down that the Elyon Rabbah disagrees with this based upon a Sefer Aguda. In any event, the reason is that you can't, according to the Mishneh Berurah, throw away that water because it looks, Shanira Kimzalza B'mashakosiv, it looks like you don't believe that Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovar Ra, as brought down by the Taz. So therefore, it looks like you don't believe that, and therefore, don't throw away such water, says the Taz. V'chozeh shayach gamkin le'inyan tkufa. Everything that we just said about not throwing away the water applies not only for water that was from koach hames, that was open, unrevealed, when a person never passed away, but the same thing applies during the change of the tkufa. Now, there are a number of Dirshu footnotes over here that we're going to go through as well. Dirshu footnote number 28 brings down, in Bishlu B'mayim, Elu Tavshul Kovet Shabbos. Likewise, if you're using such water, cooking a dish for Shabbos, so the Pitzkei Tshuva brings down in Yeridaya, Shebediyevet Ein Lasser Satavshul. We don't make that Tavshul Aser, even though there's this concern over here about drinking such water. Again, because of the principle, Shom Mitzvah Lo Yedah Dovar Ra, person doing a mitzvah, nothing bad will happen to them. And here it's the Kovet Shabbos, so that's like doing a mitzvah. The minhag was to throw away water that was in the shchun of the mace that was open when the mace passed away. So the Taz brings down, why is that so? Malach HaMavis Mapil B'mayim Tipas Dam HaMavis. There's somehow the Malach HaMavis puts in some poison, a Tipas Dam HaMavis. He puts in somehow this death blood inside such waters. Again, it's a metaphysical idea that we don't easily understand. An additional reason is brought down by the Shach. Kidei she'edu kulam she'esh me'espir. This was a great warning system to let everybody know that Nebuchadnezzar, a person, passed away in the city, and therefore they don't have to actually go and say such bad news out loud themselves, because it's never a good thing to go and transmit bad news. One shouldn't be the bearer of bad news. So therefore they did this method of informing people by saying, oh, you have to throw away all the water. Finally, Linya Misha Berech Hamayim V'Shama Sheish Meisbir. Somebody made a brach, Shachon Evoz, starting to drink the water, and hears that somebody died. So this water was uncovered at the time, so you shouldn't be drinking it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Siman Reish Vav that it's okay to drink a little of the water, so you shouldn't make a brach of Atola, and then the rest of the water you can pour out. Im Noflat Kufa, if this was at the time of the change of the seasons, so then you should just wait a little bit and then drink it. Even according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that there's still a sakan over here, mikot machom yochol lishtos mishum shomer mitzvah. Again, because you made a bracha, so you're allowed to drink it. The issue footnote number 29 brings down, uvetam adav v'sha'at b'shar mitzvahs in lishbof. Why? By other mitzvahs we don't pour it out. So the Taz brings down the name of the Mordechai, because of the principle of shomer pesayim Hashem. God watches out for people that are carrying out the normal ways of life. God watches out for fools. And v'chalila sh'yara d'vakakala b'mitzvahs Hashem. And therefore we shouldn't think that that won't be protective over here, and therefore you can use such water. Dear Shifut number 30 says, if you're living in a very large city, so we said, if you can easily get some water, fine, but it only means you have to look in your own neighborhood. You don't have to look over the entire large city. Dear Shifut number 31 brings down the chilik bein, the matzah that you can eat for the mitzvah and Leil Pesach, and the matzah for the rest of Pesach, so the stechemid brings down over here, because the rest of the Pesach matzahs, as I mentioned, ain mitzvah ba'achilosan. Those matzahs don't have a specific mitzvah to eat them, albeit, as we spoke out, the Gra disagrees. Indeed, in the Maaser Rav, it's brought down that the Vilna Gaon says it's a mitzvah daraisa. The issue foot number 32 brings down the time of the minhag shalolishos mayim b'shoshet tkufa nofelis. Why don't we drink water at the time of the change of the seasons? So the Taz brings down because bein tkufa l'tkufa nofelis tipas dam b'mayim. The same thing like when a person is dead, you have this tipas dam that's put in there by the malach hamavis that occurs also during the change of the tkufa, and that is a sakana. Le'inyan im sakana zusha shtiya samayim hidavka b'shoshet tkufa nofelis o afliach. Is it only the actual time that the season changes, or does it go apply afterwards? That is a machlokis amongst the poskim, ayin the rest of this footnote. The Ramah continues and he writes, mikomokom tov l'chadchil l'hosim ben barzel. When you're dealing over here with the tkufa, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yutes, haynu kodem shatkufa nofelis, before the tkufa is about to change, if you want to prevent this problem, so put in an iron item into the water. You have to be careful not to put your hand in, as we'll see. You just put this iron stick into the water, and that will protect the water. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof tells us, v'yikach barzel chodesh, this should be a new piece of metal, onoki, or a cleaned one. V'yisla b'mishicha, you tie it to a rope, and you put it into the water, toch hamayim. But don't put your hand in there, avo lo yosim yodob toch hamayim, because that will warm up the water, shayad mechamim hamayim, and that would be a problem then with the mayim shalanu. The rest of the year, when we don't have a concern with chametz, then you can put in salt. That would accomplish the same thing. Yeniach melach, ochosam, or put some sort of a seal in there. He brings this down from the Dogum Mirvava and the Morgan Avram, and that will accomplish the same thing. What exactly is this? So, Dear Shu footnote number 35 tells us, Shar matkos shein and barzel, other types of metal won't work over here. The Prima Gadim is not sure if they'll have any benefit. And he says the reason is, Shitochi shedafka barzel, morgain misakonazu. Somehow only iron does this. And there's a very interesting idea here that the Rosh Yitevis of the word barzel stands for four great women, the wives of Yaakov Avinu, Bila, Rachel, Zilpah, and Leah. And the Sefer Kava Yoshes brings out the same things, Bischus Hayimos, before these four mothers of Klai Yisrael, Shishmoseim, the Rumozim, Bimila, Barzel. The letters of the word barzel are the letters of these four great women. And the Kaf HaChaim adds over here that when you do this, you should say, Zchus HaYimos, Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, and Leah, that the Zchus of these great four wives of Yaakov Avinu, Shemidu Yud Beishiv Tekot, that they produced the 12 Shvatim, should be a Zchus for us, Yamud Lono Latzilenu Mikol Zeros Kashel Zero, should protect us in some way. On the other hand, the Das Torah says, no, any type of metal will work. It's a very beautiful idea, but that's not necessarily so. Shar Matros Meginos Misakonas HaTkufa as well. Dear Shifut number 36 explains, why does the Badavka have to be cleaned? The iron should be clean or new. So the Das Torah brings down because of the concern of chametz. And in this way, there won't be chametz. Therefore, the rest of the year, when it's not a chametz concern, this isn't the problem. Dear Shifut number 37 says, what happens if the water is in a kli barzel? So then Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, then there's no chashash at all of zakonos hatkufa. The kli barzel certainly can help. If a stick of barzel helps, then certainly the kli barzel helps. And there's also mashma from Shelus Tshuvas HaTzvi. The issue footnote number 39 brings down what I pointed out before, that if you put in salt, it will heat up the dough, and it could be maher lahachmetz. The remark continues, and he writes, "Gam also lishov mayim ayide einu yehudi lematzo shel mitzvah." You shouldn't use a non-Jewish person to draw the water up that you're going to use for the mayim shalonu over here to make the matzah mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, because this is machshira mitzvah. This is an assisting to doing the mitzvah, and therefore a non-Jewish person shouldn't be participating. A Jewish person should be doing this, but this is hurak lechatchila. This is only lechatchila. B'diavad, it would be acceptable. The issue footnote number 41 brings down that Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the name of the Pri Chodesh, says shemachshira mitzvah hein kemitzvah, that the things that are aids to doing the mitzvah are like the mitzvah. And just like you can't do the mitzvah of lisha aidei nochri, you can't do the kneading via a nochri, hu adin shemachshira mitzvah ein lasos aidei nochri. Other machshira mitzvah shouldn't be done via the nochri as well. And he adds, you likewise shouldn't use a non-mentally competent person like the Chayre Shot and Katan to go and draw the water. Another reason he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, Mishum Chivu HaMitzvah. It's such a love to do the mitzvah that you should want to do it yourself and not have a non-Jewish person or an incompetent person do it for you. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'afli shar matzos yishav yisrael im efshir. He brings out from the Mordechai and the Mari Brin and the Mariel that if at all possible, whenever you're going and making matzos over here, even if they're not for the first night, you should preferably still have a Jewish person do this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Chof Beis, Mishum shelo yitein l'socha chametz. This here is not so much for the reasons that we mentioned for the chibah of the mitzvah of matzah, etc., but to make sure that there's no chametz in there. Even though, mikomako im zekpeida, mishum shaminog l'sani, because even if he does bring it, and maybe some chametz fell in, so that's the reason l'chatchila not to do this, but since we strained the water anyway, so b'dieved it would be acceptable. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'noagim litol mayim miuchodim l'matzah shel mitzvah. You should make special the water that you're drawing up. It should be special for the matzah mitzvah that you're making. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, V'yomer b'shas ha-shiva, and at the time that you're drawing it, you should say, L'shem matzah mitzvah. As we do with many other mitzvahs, you want to make the actual statement over here out loud that you're doing this l'shem, the purpose of making matzah mitzvah. The issue footnote number 42 brings down that maybe machshava would be okay, but many bring down, such as the Mariel, that it's not enough to just have in mind, but you should actually state it out loud. And the same thing applies when you're cutting the wheat and you're grinding the wheat and making the matzah mitzvah wheat over here. The Bir Alocha brings down, tzorech lomar b'peh, you ideally should say at the time of the harvesting or the grinding and at the time of the kneading that you're doing it l'shem matzah mitzvah. Likewise, the baking should be done l'shem matzah mitzvah. Ain't dai b'machshava. It's inadequate to just do a machshava, except b'diyevet. L'chatchila, you certainly should do it out loud. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, V'noagin likach ticheres chadoshim. You should use over here brand new earthenware containers over here for the mayim shalonu. V'ain l'shanos ha-minuk. And don't play games. Don't change around the minuk. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavdala says, "Avolo yishanim," but you shouldn't use old ones. Afilu im hayu shel Pesach, even if they were Pesach old ones, no concern of having chametz in them. And the reason is, "Vatam dekicheres yishanim isei vein zehider," because they're not going to be nice. They're going to be old, and they won't be nice, and therefore it's not a hider mitzvah. The issue footnote number 43 brings down, if you don't have brand new earthenware utensils, so then the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, in regards to Neris Chanukah, that you can go and put them in the fire, and that will make them like new, and that would be pretty good as well. The Ramah concludes Sif Aleph by saying, Abel Bishal Eitz Ein Lahakbid, but if you want to use wooden utensils, that would also be acceptable. It brought the name of the Kolbo, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Hei says as follows, V'adin Shal Evan Okli Cheres Mitzupin Shekorin Glezrit. He says it would be acceptable to use stone utensils or earthenware that was glazed. That's what Mitzupin means over here. That's only when they were only used for water beforehand. But they've used for fruit juices beforehand. And in this definition of fruit juices, we include perish, any liquids other than water. In this regard, you should ideally do hagolah first. Because if there's any fruit juices over here, because it's going to make the dough that you're kneading over here rise faster and become chametz faster. Kemoshi is bar b'simen tov samach beis. Dirshu footnote number 44 brings down other types of utensils, for example, made out of plastic. He brings down the Shelet Shuvas Or Letzion. Royally, he mona mikach. You shouldn't use these because they tend to give off an odor into the water. The Chazon Ish says as well, it's preferable to use glass utensils to bring up the water. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Upshita deroy lesor mashalokhin chavios kidolos. It certainly is improper and wrong. You should aser taking large barrels of air, shemachzikim behem devash, that previously used for honey. Umidichin osan, they rinse them out. Umisimim behem mayim, lamatzos bevati avir, and they use them for storing the mayim shalanu in the baking places. That's iser gomruhu. That's absolutely incorrect, because demathlet may perish, because it's going to pour out, it's going to bring out the dvash, the honey, the meperos that are in there. You shouldn't even use kli nechoshes over here to draw the water, even if they're new, because the metal will heat it up. However, if after the fact you did it, would draw it up with metal, that's no problem. Even if it was there for a long period of time, mutter lolish, you are allowed to use this b'dieved. And he says, even l'chatchila, v'afilu l'chatchila, nogin hetel lolush b'kli nechoshes. We weren't so makbid on drawing up the water in a kli nechoshes, in copy utensils. Why is that? V'nizharin elo shelo lisho b'hem mayim. You shouldn't go and draw up the water in them. Shamayim tzrichim tzinun laylo echad. Because the water over here needs to be cooled off at night. And if you put it into a kli nechoshes, k'shem b'kli nechoshes, ein b'tzdanin b'kli nechoshes, k'mo b'shar kelim. They won't cool off as well as they would in other kelim. So again, just to clarify this, if the water over here is drawn up in a kli nechoshes, that's not proper because it won't cool off. But then to place it into a kli nechoshes after you drew it up, that wouldn't be terrible b'dieved, and some even would say l'chatchila. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yesh omrim shemayim hamichunasim b'sisterna. If you have water that's gathered into a cistern, mutter lolush behem somoch l'she'ivah son. You would be allowed to go and knead with it right after you drew it up from the cistern. However, that's the first opinion. This is the Yesh Omrim that he brings down in the name of the Or HaChaim, in the name of the Ravid, in the Be'er Gola Zayin. But then he brings down from the Beis Yosef the Ein Lohaka B'Dovar Imlo B'Shas Etchak. But you shouldn't rely upon this Kula except under extenuating circumstances. What are we talking about over here? So Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Chavav that this cistern is Humin Be'er. It is a cistern that is like a well. Habonui Tachtov, it has a floor underneath it. In other words, it has a bottom to it that you made, usvivosav, and it has sides to it that you made, v'gam l'malu m'chus, and it's covered at the top. So this is basically an enclosed structure that you created. Barihem kimichunosim b'kli. Therefore, it's no different than putting it in a big pot. V'in martichin mechamas chama, they don't get very hot from the sun. Hamalechas tachas akarka, from the, so to say, we talked about the sun is underneath the ground. So they're not really heated up from the heat from the ground. Shariat binyan mafsik beinayim lekarka, because this structure prevents the heat that's from underneath the ground coming up to heat up the contents. V'gam lamala in a chamamakosam, and likewise on the top they're covered up so the sun doesn't strike upon them, and therefore it theoretically would be good according to the Yesh Omrim to go and take such water and knead with it right away. However, we brought down the opinion, the Beis Yosef, Ein Lohaka B'Dovrim Lo B'Shas Etchak. So in Sivkot and Chavzai, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shari on a Rowan, because we can see, Shamayim Shebesocho Ein Utzon and Klal. They're not really cool. V'yesh Lomar Kivin Da Binyan Mechu B'Lekarka, because after all, the structure, the cistern that they're in is attached to the ground. Avshu Merutzof Mikomokom, even though it is over here attached, Mischamim Mechom HaShemesh Shemahalik B'Tachas Akarka. Since it's attached to the ground, it will be able to go pick up the heat from the ground. And therefore, you shouldn't use it right away. You should let it sit overnight, and this way have it be mayim shalanu. Unless, in lo b'shas etchak, unless there are extenuating circumstances. This is when the water is not flowing underneath the floor. What is it? It's flowing. It's going through pipes. The water is flowing underneath the floor. Or there's some sort of a silon, is a pipe that is pouring the water underneath it, kemo harer kastin, which you can see in Tirgum number 1, is some sort of a chest that's next to the river that pulls the water out from the nar via various channels and pipes. Sheshofech tomid l'soch min etzinoros, it's constantly drawing the water, pushing the water through these pipes. Ein lohok elaf b'shasachak. Then you can use such water even under extenuating circumstances, because shariyamayim shebesoch habinyan mischabrinim amayim shebekarka, because the waters that are entering into the cistern are coming from the ground, and therefore you need to let them sit after you would draw them from the cistern. They should be mayim shalanu. Umayim shebeplump, in the mortar that you have in these pipes, vada in lohok elaf ilu b'shasachak, even under extenuating circumstances, you shouldn't rely upon them. Shariyinu mechusarak melamala velo mata, they're only covered up over here on the top, and they're not covered up in the bottom. This is brought down in the name of Prima Gadim. Sivkot and Chavches, Bishasat Chak, Mikomokum, Yeshlo, Mayim, Shulvim, Shalanu, Besoch Beso. If they were in the house, Tobiosa Shikachosom, better to take some other Mayim Shalanu. Even though there's a concern, Shinishavu Mibojom, Oakar Trilas Lai, that they weren't drawn in the optimal time. And rainwater as well, that's not a problem, doesn't need Lina, because it cooled off when it fell down. With this, we conclude today's share.